The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the Life Tips Radio Show, everyone. I'm here with Larry O'Toole. Larry, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Pleasure. It's all ours. Let's see. You are the president, co-founder, owner, VP of business development, lots of things for a company called Lucrative Minds. Tell us a little bit about Lucrative Minds and what kind of mindset you had in starting this company with a couple of colleagues of yours.
Sure. We started the company last year officially, but we've been working at it for about 2.5 years. It began out of frustration where the two co-founders, in addition to myself, were looking for opportunities for our wives to work from home. And we figured, oh, we're three smart guys who are professional, and we've had a background with some entrepreneuristic sort of intent. So let's go take a look and see what's out there. And honestly, the only thing that we could find was that everybody was trying to grab your money up front and hand you a bunch of scams on the other end. So we kind of got together and said, you know, it'd be really nice as if there was an education website out there to help folks actually who want to work from home and are looking for something credible, at least get the education in their hands so they can make the best decisions on what to choose for work from home opportunities and clearly put out, you know, information on the ones that are scams to completely avoid being scammed in the future.
Got it. This is, of course, an explosive marketplace for a number of reasons, not just the fact that there are many people that are unemployed out there, but it seems to be a trend in the marketplace. Could you tell us some general information about what's happening in the industry? Is there an upward spiraling trend here that is really being much more interesting for us to all watch?
Yeah, actually, if you go to what's interesting, if you go to lucrativeminds.com, we have an education page that you can check out. But it just shows you a number of trends that are kind of very troubling. The indicators, obviously, from economic standpoint, are really heading in the wrong direction, as we can see with politics for the last few years. But job losses in general have increased exponentially. The job rate right now, jobless rate's still pretty high. And then you see folks who are starting to need a second income, or to keep their family afloat is on the increase. But then the other trend that's going on, and you can check out some graphs that we have, is that the revenue coming in or the amount of salary is actually going down. And I think that's a scary proposition for folks because maybe they lost their job, they got a new job, but the new job is paying them less. Mm-hmm. And in that job transition, another troubling thing is people are losing their 401ks or the IRAs left and right because the value of the stocks in there have really diminished. So you see a huge increase of those people running to the internet and to other opportunities to work from home to either supplement what they're making because they're making less, be defensive in their posture to try and get themselves a retirement that they're afraid they're going to lose, or they don't have a job at all and they're sick of working for the man, so they want to find something that they can work from home.
Tell us a little bit about technology advances in the whole work at home model, and I wanted to share with you an example of that and just get your take on it. I'm looking at a company right now called Monster Connect that does a very different model of outsourced, meeting setup, for example, for B2B companies. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, but really kind of cool. You know, they're making dials. There's automated technology that's you know, almost making dials for the actual people working from home. And when they get somebody live, the call is actually passed right through back to my company. So I, as a company, can hire this company that works with remote employees, and technology is bridging leads that come in to me. Is this, have we seen a revolution and a revelation in the industry with working at home from a technology perspective?
Well, I think technology is definitely leveraging technology at home has definitely increased, you know, exponentially, just because all the affordability of the devices, the ability to connect from pretty much anywhere. So we even say home just means I'm not going to be in an office. So with all these mobile devices that are out there and all the different technologies and the low cost of, you know, getting internet connection through either, you know, mobile devices through a 3G or 4G network or through your home cable networks, people are, you know, and then not only that, but you also see an increase. I mean, my mother started sending texts just recently and getting on the internet and sending me email and joining Facebook, which I thought would never happen. So I think the adoption of that has made it has definitely increased. So what you're seeing is a lot of companies springing up that have the ability to kind of create this displaced or virtual employee base working from home. So there's a lot of legitimate good work from home opportunities that have that sprung up because they have the ability to have people stay connected from the home and leverage the software and the hardware to be able to do whatever it is that they need to do. And like you said, you could redirect things to make it seem like I can use my home phone, but it seems like I'm actually working from a connection from a brick-and-mortar facility, per se. But the scary trend there, too, is the fact that any Joe Schmo can pretty much these days go out to the internet, buy a domain name for $7.99, set up a website, put a lot of interesting, cool things on there, sucker people into giving them $29.95 up front or $200 and tell them that they're going to make millions. And then they can close a shop down the next week and move on, open up something that looks just like it before they even get investigated. So as as any trend, when people are moving towards something, then the predators kind of go toward that something too, and then try and prey on them. In this case, there's been a huge, huge increase of fraud when it comes to work from home opportunities.
So what's exciting out there? What are the good opportunities? Let's get right to it before we take a break.
All right, so, I mean, it depends on what the person wants to do. One of the things that we set up, and it's not exactly the question that you've asked, but it really comes down to what does the individual, that's a tack that we take, what does the individual really want to do? You know, do they like sports? Do they like working with people directly? Do they want to be a boss of somebody? Do they like, do they like to do internet sales? Do they want to do home parties? Do they want to, is multi-level marketing of interest to them? Do they want to manage a team of people? So what we try to do is say, first, try and figure out exactly what it is that you would like to do. So what we did is we created sort of like an eHarmony, what we call compatibility match. So you can go in there, quickly fill out a form, like a survey, and then it kicks out a number of opportunities. And then what we've done is we've listed the opportunities in the order of the credibility. So let's say that I'm a freelance writer and I like writing. So that's something that would work well with me. We have a number of opportunities that we went out and found, and we list them on our website. But then when we look at the credibility indicators on them that we've aggregated from data that we've gotten from the Better Business Bureau and from Web of Trust and a number of other companies, then we say, well, these all offer freelance writing, but these are the ones that have the best track record, and the ones down near the bottom have the least. So use this education while you're looking for the opportunity that you're looking for.
Interesting. And that example you gave is very interesting. You know, we just started a new service called Writer Access. which is a marketplace. About 5 months ago, we launched it. It's a marketplace where clients can connect directly with writers. And from an employer's perspective, you know, we've put about 10 or 11,000 orders through there now in a 4 month time period. The company's exploding, and it's just remarkable. We're getting good reviews from writers. We have over 5,000 writers in there. Our problem right now is we need more orders, you know, for all of the writers in there. But it's a cool model, right?
So that is a really cool model.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's crowdsourcing at its finest, but you know, we ourselves, you know, we're a good company that's doing this. Obviously, we're not a scam or anything close to it. We've been creating content for 12 years. But how does a company, from my perspective, right? How does a company get that good rating? Like, what are you guys looking at right now?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
So what we do is number one, and we've made a very deliberate decision not to X anybody out. So what we're trying to do is look for anybody who's saying that they actually offer a work from home opportunity. So we have things from engineering, mm-hmm. all the way through, you know, baby goods and blogging. You know, you name it, we have it listed on the website, and we're adding new stuff all the time. But then we thought, you know, how do you actually get to a point where you can go through and do a rating with these folks, right? So that's going to be kind of fair across the scale. So what we looked at is like a few different categories as an example to look at, okay, what makes a company credible. One of them is going to be, you know, is their website itself safe? So in other words, are they doing phishing, you know, or any of those kind of tactics where they're going out and they're just trying to collect your email address or those sort of things? Well, there's a company called Web of Trust that's out there. So we partnered with Web of Trust, who has things in place where they can check and make sure that those people aren't doing anything that's illegitimate on their website or dangerous on their website. And we also use their community ratings, where they have thousands and thousands of people who check out those websites and they give their own personal rating. Another thing that we do is we pull in data from UberView, who is a social networking sort of gathering site, and we pull in the data from what people are saying regarding these, so more community sort of reviews, but more from the social network area. We also go to the Better Business Bureau and take a look at how many incidents do they have and what's the BBB grade that they have listed out there, and we pull that within sort of the formula. And then we set up our own community rating system as well, where we're looking at all of the different ratings that we have from our particular user base and the feedback that they use. So there's a number of different things that we look at, and we have basically pull in automatic extracts and then extracts of a lot of this information, and then we came up with a formula to give it what we call a lucrative mind score. 100 would be perfect, 0 would be terrible, and then everything in between, obviously. Is sort of a rating scale, and we put that out there as the aggregated data points. And then we also break it down to the individual data points that I just said, so they can go look at, okay, what did the BBB say? What did UberView say? What did Web of Trust say, et cetera? And they can look at the individual pieces and all of the different, and so they can drill right down to what comments are, or just look at sort of the overall rated score.
Interesting.
In their judgment.
I want to take a break, but then when we come back, I want to dig into the actual jobs you have on here. What are the highest paying jobs? What can somebody earn from home? Back in just a minute, everybody.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Our clients have earned over $1 billion. Now it's your turn. With over 20,000 products to promote across a huge variety of niches, ClickBank provides countless ways for any affiliate to make money. You can promote any product immediately. No contracts required. Looking for recurring commissions? Upsell products? ClickBank's got them. And best of all, you can make up to 75% commissions. Ready to become the next ClickBank success story? Sign up now for free at ClickBank.com.
As you know, being an expert at
what did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with
whoa?
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh...
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search. Social. Display. One platform.
If you're looking for a new multifaceted SEO and social media toolset, look for the Raven. Raven has the important tools that every internet marketer needs. Raven offers customized metrics for managing link building campaigns, social media campaigns, with campaign reporting and research tools that you can easily manage. Build up campaign performance for your clients and give your team the tools that will make them soar. If you want to increase your internet marketing revenue, look for the Raven. Go to RavenTools.com. That's RavenTools.com.
On the road. On the boat. Working out. Or up in the air. Now you can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on the go from anywhere. Look for WebmasterRadio.fm on TuneIn. Available for download on your iPhone, iPad, BlackBerry, Android, Palm, Samsung, and Windows Phone, as well as Google TV, Yahoo TV, and Roku. Tune in to WebmasterRadio.fm on the go from anywhere by downloading TuneIn right now. WebmasterRadio.fm. We really are everywhere.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back. I'm here with Larry O'Toole. Welcome back, Larry.
Oh, thank you. Good to be back.
Right on. Larry, what are the hot jobs out there? What are people earning and how are they being paid and compensated? Can you give us a flavor for that?
Yeah, sure. I think that one thing is, if you're going to work from home, you got to set your expectations right. And I think, you know, the advent of having those paid commercials on TV where you got the guy from Hawaii and his yacht with beautiful women all over him making millions of dollars, you know, have blown people's expectations out of the water as far as what they can earn. But I would say what we've seen is that if you want to make a modest income from home, being that if you want to make, you know, a few hundred dollars a week, let's say, there are many, many, many opportunities that are out there that you can use that, that you can make that kind of money pretty easily. And that ranges from things. What we see is a lot of folks who just, you know, find something that's interesting to themselves, start it off like a hobby. For instance, we had a woman who worked for a candle company who was making, you know, a pretty decent amount of money per week. She was working specifically for Aroma Zona candle opportunity, and she was making, you know, a few hundred bucks a week where she would go out to homes and do little parties, get the women together and do some social gathering, etc. And she was doing pretty well. And there's literally hundreds and hundreds of opportunities like that that you can find in your own genre. If you want to host parties or if you want to do things through the internet to sell different goods and services, I would say that that's a pretty safe estimate to think. Okay, I can make easily between $200 and $500 a week, depending upon, you know, your ability to put in hours. And that's probably based upon, I'm going to put a good 12 hours a week in minimum. Now, if you put more work into it, you know, better for you, you know, more money that you can make. And then we've seen people who are doing, you know, trading from home, Forex type of training. Some of the Forex stuff is a little bit scarier because you have to have some good financial background. I would say that for the people who feel that they're comfortable with the financial area, would be the only ones to look at it and then take a look at which ones are credible. And with that, with a little bit of training, we've seen people who are making over six figures a year who have quit their jobs and, you know, and are doing day trading, basically, and anything in between. So there's some legitimate multi-level marketing companies that are out there, such as Market America, that we've seen scored really high. No mystery that Amway is still out there. And a lot of people have a bad taste for them, but when we were looking around and making some phone calls and looking at the communities, a lot of people are doing pretty well, but that's only for a certain type of person who wouldn't mind managing like a network of people under them.
Fascinating. Tell us about the infrastructure of your company and what your goals and objectives are. It's a bit of a hybrid of sort of a ranking rating, you know, sort of a job board, a forum, educational resource center. You've done a lot of good stuff here. What's the goal of the company? What are you trying to do? And how many people are partaking in either on your forums or, you know, in whatever you're trying to do?
Yeah, so right now we have, you know, what we really want to do, our mission really is to become the credibility company for work-from-home opportunities and in an educational standpoint. What I mean by that is we're not selling any of these opportunities to anybody. These opportunities are third-party opportunities that we're not selling. We're looking at and we're trying to push education. So we're trying to be the largest education resource and helpful helpful resources for folks who are looking for work from home job opportunities, and we're trying to grow that into being the largest in the world. We do things like the other things that we do. We have an LM investigator page on where we're hooked in with the FBI and all kinds of other. We have articles out there that show you to that tell you specific scams to watch out for, etc. But like I said, we're on the FBI, Scam Busters, Cyber Street Smart, RipoffReport.com, Better Business Bureau. We give them one stop shop to figure out all the bad things that are going on, things to avoid, as well as what can I do to be more successful with my work from home. So that's really what we want to do, is educate people to pick the right opportunity, be able to give them education on how to do well once they've picked an opportunity, and then, of course, have people avoid any kind of frauds. Mm-hmm. So right now what we have for collaboration is we have, we have a forum, we have a blog, we have a Twitter page, we have a Facebook page where we go back and forth with a community that's continuing to grow. We worked on it for 2.5 years part-time. It's a part-time thing for all of us. We wanted to keep it a part-time thing. We worked it for 2.5 years. We launched it at the end of last year, and right now we're on a ramp up where each month we're exponentially growing number of users. And most of what we're doing, we from an infrastructural standpoint, we have the three of us who are working at it, each and every day, spread across the week, and then we have companies in United States, Canada, and India who are working on the back end to get us up on the right places on the internet, as well as keeping our application interfaces with all these data feeds up and live, and also with our social media network, trying to keep those things going and keep active with our community.
Fascinating. Do you have any stats on how many actual jobs there are out there available now for home businesses? How big the market is?
From the investigation that we've done, as far as trying to find the exact number of jobs, I mean, we couldn't find that particular detail anywhere. However, in a lot of the research that we found some interesting things. One of the things that we found was, for instance, in the United States, by industry, in comparison, you have work-from-home businesses representing about $400 billion per year. And in comparison, bottled water last year sold $100 billion worth of goods within that industry. And alcohol was only $450 billion. So when you're taking a look at, is there money or how big is this particular vertical within the country, it's absolutely amazing. The scary statistic is, according to elearners.com, is that 98% of all of the opportunities that are listed that you can find out in the web are actually scams. So when you take those $400 billion, you can take 2% of that that's legitimate money being earned right now, and the rest of it is actually scams.
That's insane. Wow.
Yeah. In fact, according to the FBI, they had the online revenue loss due to fraud, which is lumped in with this, in 2009 was $3.3 billion. That they had, what they could trace just on what the FBI was trying to chase down with legitimate claims. So, and what we found was it's just a highly unregulated area, which is the part that really just frustrated us, mm-hmm. We're not in it to make millions of dollars and sell the website. We don't have an exit strategy. We really are just, three ex-vets that are very, that have professional jobs right now that were frustrated and just said, this is a good model. We thought it was a great model. No one else is doing it. And somebody's going to look out for the bigger guy. And, what we're trying to do is stay afloat. Obviously, we need to make some money. We're trying to, in different ways. But that's really just to keep us operational so we can keep getting the information out there.
Well, this has been really interesting to hear your insights on this. I want to thank you for being on the show.
Well, I thank you for having me. And if you need anything else in the future, if you want a guest to talk more about this stuff, I'll be more than willing to join you again.
Terrific. How do you want? Who do you want to get a hold of you, and how do you want them to get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of us through my email address. If you want to contact me directly, is lotoole, so lotoole at lucrativeminds.com. And you can also go to our website. We have a contact us page where you can obviously contact us. And, you know, we'd love to hear from anybody who has any questions regarding our, you know, the business that we have. If there's companies out there that might be able to help us with more information that could keep the consumer safer in this area, that would be great to hear from them. Or any opportunities that that are out there that have work from home opportunities that are legitimate, that want to get their product out there, their service out there, into the hands of the people who need it, I would love to hear from you.
Terrific. We'll certainly set you up with opportunities at Writer Access, particularly as that model grows. But here's why my most important and interesting question of the day for you. Your offices are located in Chelmsford, Mass., which I would think translate into being a Bruins fan. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. And we loved the 8-1 victory the other night, and we're hoping that we're going to have a 16-2 victory tonight.
Well, no, that is a lucrative opportunity for somebody if that happens, but... Yeah, we're in the Boston area here as well, so I'm a huge Bruins fan, and actually still play hockey, if you can believe it. At my age, that is a remarkable thing, trust me. I play weekly, but go Bruins tonight. Thanks again, Larry, for being on the show.
Go Bruins. All right, thank you very much for having me.
Go Bruins as well. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. Hope your life's a little smarter, better, faster, and more lucrative. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next week.